He stayed remarkably calm while I was doing all kinds of noisy stuff in the kitchen, preparing a meal and panicking at the same time. Somehow, Loki had managed to get off the sofa on his own and was now leaning against the doorpost of the kitchen. His naked upper body and pale, accentuated muscles distracted me even more from making dinner.
Gina, calm down. They won't find me. And even if they do, I can deal with them.
I looked up from the pot of boiling potatoes. Clearly, you don't know S.H.I.E.L.D.
Better than you do. Listen, he took a breath. I will fix your garden and vanish as soon as I'm better, princess.
Yeah, I know.
Then why are you freaking out?
I don't know. I'm not used to this kind of stuff. My life used to be boring. He limped towards me and took the knife I was using to destroy a chicken out of my hand. He looked at me for a moment, smiling, and changed the subject.
No worries. You're my perfect hideaway. Now, let me show you how to cut a bird for dinner.
He started cutting it smoothly, and soon it was baking with all the spices from the cupboard in the biggest pan he could find. It was cute to see him cooking so dedicatedly. Even though he was still trembling a bit and looking like a scarecrow, he was the most beautiful and patient cook I had ever met.
I don't know what herb this is, but it will taste good, right?
Yeah.
Look closely. This is how to spice potatoes.
He explained every step of the preparation, even his doubts. And I watched him, and I listened to him, and I calmed down.